in this region, dubbed Tech Valley, we have things like the chip fab plant and the Nano College. People may think there should be no problem in filling tech jobs in the region. Well, why is that not the case? What have you found?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. The unemployment rate is now very, very low, and that's across the board. That's not just in one sector. There is a lot happening in the region, but the supply for the talent has not kept up for the growth and the demand in the region. Yes, there's lots going on. There's lots of things coming to this area or companies that are growing and expanding, but they are struggling still to find enough people to fill all of the roles and the demand that we have in the area. So it's just a matter of we got to keep building the workforce or developing the workforce.
What does this index show this time around?
It continues to show that information technology and tech positions are hot. It shows that companies are still having a hard time finding people. It is interesting that the index showed that the challenge or the significant challenge in finding people did reduce a bit from 82% down to 66%. But I also think that it depends on the time of year and what's going on. It is very cyclical, and it's cyclical based on a lot of factors. It's not just based on, you know, college graduations. It's based on the seasons. It's based on holidays. It's based on the beginning of the year or when companies have their financial calendar years. So I'm not surprised in that number just because at Christmas time and in the winter months, it is harder to find employees. A lot of people will take time off their job search or they'll hold on looking at new opportunities because they kind of want to wait and see what's happening in their organizations. And so the ability to attract people away from existing organizations to new organizations is harder at the end of the year. And it will lessen in the first part of the year because either people decide at that point they're going to move on, they're going to look for a better opportunity, or they didn't get what they thought they were going to get out of their employer, and so now it's time for them to move on. So I'm actually not surprised that that number went down a little bit. But overall, it still shows exactly what we're experiencing across the board with companies that we work with, is that it's hard to find good technical talent.
Supposedly, there are people being turned out, students that are graduating from colleges locally, that would fill these high-tech positions. Are they not looking for work in the capital region, or are they going elsewhere?
I think it's a little bit of both. Unfortunately, what's happening is when companies are growing and when they're looking for individuals, oftentimes, and you know, this isn't a stereotype, but it's something that we see. Oftentimes, organizations either don't have the resources or the capacity to be able to bring in more entry-level college grads to fill the void. They're already at a point in whatever the cycle is for their product or whatever thing that they're developing that they need to bring on people that can kind of hit the ground running. And that's where we're finding issues. There are great college grads that are coming out and, you know, they are finding some entry-level positions where they can, you know, get the training and the mentoring that they need to become productive in a year or two. But what we find is the greatest area in which companies need people is in that 3 to 8 year period where they are experienced enough, they could hit the ground running, and that's where we're finding that we don't have enough talent. And so, yes, some college grads are getting positions, but some are having a hard time just simply because there's not enough entry-level positions and more companies are more interested in finding mid-level seasoned professionals that require less uptime and less training to become productive for their organization to help that company turn a product and a profit.
Now, the survey was conducted from March 14 through 30. Of the respondents, 53% came from companies with more than 200 employees, 47% from firms with 200 or fewer. What's the takeaway in terms of hard numbers?
With that breakdown, in terms of the jobs that are in demand, at this point, about 51% of those respondents are looking for individuals that are skilled in development-related jobs, whether it be web development, software development, application development. So we're looking at programmers, coders, people that have the ability to make websites work, that type of thing. In terms of the other IT areas, the net next greatest demand, and it actually does mirror what we're seeing here in our office with our clients, is infrastructure. And so that's networking, help desk people, support people, systems administrators, network engineers. Those are the two top areas in which there still is the biggest demand. Development continues to be the strongest one, or the one that is the biggest in demand. It flip-flopped a little last quarter. But I really do think that was like a blip on the radar, because consistently over the last several quarters that we've done this survey, development has been number one in terms of the demand in the area.